Jim Taylor on WRMJ. We're at ACE Camp, Agriculture, Conservation, and Environment. What is the Mercer County Fair Queen, Lillian Russell, doing at ACE Camp?
Well, ACE Camp is where all the second graders go from the close communities here in our districts. And today I'm here at the recycling thing with my grandma and Aline Waters. And we're just here showing people how to reduce, reuse, and recycle things.
All right, so about 10 years ago then, I think, there was a second grader by the name of Lily Russell then that was an ACE camper. So compare and contrast then. So you're a presenter today. You were a student 10 years ago at this thing. So tell us a little bit about the roles being reversed, I guess.
Well, if you would have told second grade me that I would have been a presenter here, I would have been like, there's no way that I would be here presenting. But all of the same stations are all the same, and I remember doing everything. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember going to that zoo and the guy with the dog and herding the sheep. I remember all of that, so it's just amazing coming back. And I really enjoy talking to all of these children about stuff.
So this location and this venue has a little added significance to you now, right?
Yeah.
Because last summer was a big deal
for
you. What about being back out here, I guess, in May for this event?
Well, it's wonderful. Last time I was out here was in July during the Mercer County Fair pageant, and just being back here as the Mercer County Fair Queen, this is just kind of my role, is to promote agriculture and to promote the youth to be involved in the stuff that our county does.
All right, so a chance to promote the County Fair Queen pageant. I was talking to Lidith Whitehall, the pageant coordinator, and told me last week already 9 queen contestants built. Still a chance to get signed up. So maybe I go back a year ago, so like May of 2023. Were you committed back then, or were you still kind of on the fence?
I had no idea about the Mercer County Fair pageant, not until about the Rhubarb Festival when I saw their station up. But what I would tell people is I've kind of made it my job to go around to all of my friends in high school, my track team. I go to practice and I tell them, you guys should definitely do this. And what they always tell me is, I am bad at public speaking. And what I continue telling them is that I have always been that person in class where I hated presentations. I could not get in front and I couldn't talk to people. And I was so nervous. And that was one of the things that I was nervous about going into this pageant. But I gotta say, going to all of those practices, people are so encouraging and really want you to succeed, and they help you work on your speeches and how to talk to people. And I think that's kind of how it has gotten me here today, doing ACE Camp. I don't think I could have done it without the experience from the pageant.
All right, so you're telling people then, be a contestant. Is that what I'm hearing then?
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, so give us an update then on you're the same Lily Russell that's a member of the Sherrard girls track team. So they're having a tremendous year. We're conference champs and heading to the sectional on Thursday. Give us an update. It's been a really good year.
Yeah, this year we bumped up to 2A, which is very different from 1A. And we've kind of had that in our mindset that we have to be better and we have to work harder at practices. And I think that just starts with all of our teammates. You're only as great as the people you surround yourself with every day. And my teammates are all of my best friends. They work hard every single day going to practices and putting their all out. And just going to the meets, I think that's what keeps us having that reign of championship after championship. This was our 4th conference title, and I've won conference all of my 4 years, and I think that just starts with your teammates. There's always people cheering you on at every stretch of the track, and I think that's what makes Sherrard track so special.
I remember, I think, at the end of last summer or so, I don't know if it's the same week or the next week, so the Queen pageant at Mercer County is close to the Bix Road Race.
Yeah.
And they have the high school teams that can do that relay up the hill. You participated in that, I think, just shortly after becoming queen. Is that right?
Yeah, that was. I did the 4x1 there with my teammates. And I think this year we all talked to us sprinters and we're like, what if we did the long distance where you run the 7 miles? And we're like, let's see if we can do it. That's our challenge for this year.
All right. So give us the keys to Thursday for the Sherrard girls track team, maybe to win a 2A sectional title.
the keys is just honestly just keep that same mindset that we're all there for one goal, and it's to be there for each other to, you know, get any points we can. If that's even getting eighth place, that's wonderful. Just striving every single step to get better and better and cheering each other on for no matter what happens.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good to see the reigning Mercer County Fair Queen, Lily Russell, joining us on WRMJ.